This is Leslie Sterling, guest host for the 6 Weeks to Fitness podcast. And today I have the pleasure of interviewing the creator and host of the 6 Weeks to Fitness podcast, Vince Ferguson. Mr. Ferguson is a U.S. Navy veteran, certified personal trainer, speaker, author, and president of Body Sculpt of New York, Inc., a Brooklyn-based not-for-profit health and fitness organization. He has appeared on various television and radio programs, including ABC TV's Good Morning America Health and Fox TV's Good Day New York. He has been involved in fitness for over 25 years, and Mr. Ferguson is the creator of the Children's Choice Awards, the Walkathon for Children's Health, the 6 Weeks to Fitness Challenge, and Brooklyn Fit, which is an ongoing fitness initiative with the Brooklyn Nets basketball team. He is also the creator of the Children's Sports and Fitness Expo. Vince, welcome to the 6 Weeks to Fitness podcast. How does it feel being the subject of the interview and not the host?
Thank you, Leslie. It's a little different. It feels a little strange being on the other end.
Okay. Well, I'm glad because I've secretly wanted to do this interview for a while now. Okay. So before we talk about the Children's Sports and Fitness Expo, tell the listeners about you. What was your childhood like, and where did you grow up?
Well, I would say that I had a very exciting childhood. I mean, I'm the seventh of nine children. I grew up in Brooklyn, USA, Brooklyn, New York, although my father was from Nassau, Bahamas, and my mother was from North Carolina. We all were raised right here. And it was a very fun environment because there were so many of us. It was eight boys and one girl. And I had a lot of, a lot of fun during Christmas, a lot of fun during Thanksgiving, and there was a lot of social interaction. So it was a great time growing up in Brooklyn.
Sounds like fun. Who were your role models while you were growing up?
Well, my role models, because of the fact that it was eight boys, my role models were my older brothers. Mm. You know, they were always involved in things, whether it be fitness, whether it be events. They were always doing things, and I wanted to be just like them.
Okay. Were you active and healthy as a child?
Well, fortunately, yes, because of the fact that my brothers were involved in track and field, basketball, handball, baseball, I mean, all types of activities. So, of course, I gravitated towards those activities as well. And so that added to my activity. And healthy, yes. I mean, we've always had little regular checkups. And although I did have the chicken pox growing up, mm-hmm. I was, other than that, I was pretty healthy, yes.
Great. So now you're a grown man, been out here for a while. How do you stay healthy and fit today? Because I know for a fact that someone accused you of those photos on your website not even being real, that they were photoshopped. And I know for a fact that they weren't. But how do you stay so fit, and how do you take care of yourself?
Well, it doesn't hurt when you run a fitness program and you have a 6 Weeks of Fitness podcast, and all the people you talk to are healthy and fit, so it kind of rubs off. Mm-hmm. But I personally work out about 4 to 5 days a week, and not only do I exercise, whether it be with weight training, some cardio, I'm a firm believer that nutrition is also very important. Mm. And as I speak about often during my talks, I always remind people about the quote that the late great Jack LaLanne said years ago, and that quote is, exercise is the king and nutrition is the queen, and you put them together, you have a kingdom. So it was always exercise and nutrition for me.
The king and the queen.
Yes, most definitely.
Nutrition. Okay, so you're the president and founder of Body Sculpt of New York, which as I mentioned to the audience, is a nutrition and a health and fitness organization. What is the mission of Body Sculpt?
Yes, the mission of Body Sculpt is to combat the obesity problem by providing families with the tools to live a healthy lifestyle through education and the promotion of a culture of physical fitness, health, and proper nutrition. That is our mission, and the reason why we, you know, carry out and fulfill this mission is because, as you know, obesity is fast becoming our nation's number one health concern and has been linked to so many chronic illnesses such as diabetes, hypertension, and heart disease. And in children, the effects are especially crippling because of the impact obesity has on their emotional, social, and physical development.
Extremely important. So you create, it seems, programs that have to do with children, like the Children's Choice Awards you created in 1990, in the 90s, and then the Expo, which you created in 2004. You gravitate towards things that help children. Why is that?
Why is that? Because I believe that children are our future.
Like the song.
Okay? Yes, it goes, teach them well and let them lead the way.
Yes.
All right? That's so important. And again, coming from a large family, you know, it was very important that we work together, we live together, we love together, you know, and I just think that children need role models. And that's why I created the Children's Choice Awards. And I, again, even with the Children's Sports and Fitness Expo, it's providing healthy role models for children.
And the Children's Sports and Fitness Expo, initially, you created it to combat the drug epidemic at the time. Is that correct?
Well, actually, the organization itself, Body Sculpt of New York, mm-hmm. was created to combat the drug epidemic. That's where we really got our start. When I was discharged from the Navy, I realized there was the drug epidemic was pervasive throughout, and kids seemed like they had nothing else to do but get involved with drugs.
Yeah.
And also the high school retention as far as with kids. The kids were dropping out of school.
Mm-hmm.
And I knew that exercise would help them. I knew that showing exercise as an alternative to drugs would be a great way to interest kids to staying in school.
Yeah.
And over the years, because after about, I'll say about 10 to 15 years, obesity became a major issue.
Yes.
And so we changed our mission to focus on obesity prevention because of the fact that obesity was getting out of hand as well. So that's where the Children's Sports and Fitness Expo came in 2004.
I got you. That's what inspired it.
Right. Because of the obesity and the fact that children today, according to the New England Journal of Medicine, may not live as long as their parents.
Mm.
And to me, that is a call to action.
Yes, yes, yes. Okay, so when and where will, this is the 13th annual expo coming up. Where and when?
Well, yes, this is the 13th annual Children's Sports and Fitness Expo, and it takes place on Saturday, June 18th at PS 92, which is located at 601 Parkside Avenue between Rogers and Bedford, but the entrance is on Winthrop Street.
Okay.
And that's from 11 to 3.
From 11 to 3, great. And so what can families expect when they come out to the expo?
Well, they can expect to have a lot of fun. Okay. And what happens, we are going to engage children in about 20 to 22 different sports and fitness activities. Activities such as soccer, fencing, tennis, archery, volleyball, double dutch. I mean, you name it, we got it. You know, studies have shown that if you engage children in exercise at a young age, they will find one that they enjoy and will continue as they get older. But not only do we have the exercise, we're going to have a lot of fun. If the children participate in two sports activities, a nutrition clinic and a health screening, they're going to get a free goodie bag filled with products from our corporate sponsors. It's also quite a lot of fun for kids. There will also be live entertainment for children. You know, the traditional face painting as well. But the fact that these activities are conducted by professional sports instructors. So there's going to be a lot of fun going on. even some personal training for adults when they're there, adult fitness activities such as Zumba, cardio kickboxing, and much more.
Great. Sounds like fun for the kids and the adults, right?
Most
definitely.
A little
something for everybody.
A little something for everybody, so come on down.
Okay, well, with all that you're offering, you could charge admission, but the expo is free. Why free?
Well, why free? Well, you know, honestly, if we were charging for this expo, the children who benefit from it the most would not be able to afford it. Okay? It was created so that the underserved populations in the city could benefit from it. Let's face it, poverty, obesity affects mostly those who are the underserved populations.
Yeah.
Okay? So we want to help them as much as possible. So we try to get companies to shoulder the burden when it comes to the funding. And so that we can invite families to come out and learn about how to take care of themselves. Because in addition to the activities, we're going to have nutrition clinics. Mm-hmm. Nutrition is so important. And so many families don't know about the importance of nutrition or how to eat healthy, how to cook healthy for their kids. So we're going to have some nutrition clinics by some of my top nutritionists also at this event. And there will be some health screenings so families will know exactly how their kids are doing when it comes to their eyesight. So we'll have vision screenings, we'll have asthma screenings, we'll have dental screenings, BMI. So there will be a lot going on for everyone.
Very nice, very nice. This it's the 13th year, so you have a lot of experience with this. What is the general response by the children and their families attending the event?
Well, when you come out to the event and you see the smiles on the faces and you get the accolades from the parents, you know that they've had a wonderful experience. The response has been overwhelming. It's been great. You know, the kids are ecstatic. When they come to the expo, they know it's about them. You don't have to tell them. You know, if they could, they would leave their parents home and just come out there and have fun. But it's really a fun day. It's a big play day. But the truth of the matter is, you're playing, but you're getting something out of it.
Yes.
You're learning an activity. You're being exposed to an activity. You know, it's easier to get a scholarship in a non-traditional sport than it is from getting a scholarship from a traditional sport. In other words, if you expose kids to the fencing and the archery, they have a better chance if they decide to pursue those sports to get a college scholarship as opposed to trying to pursue a scholarship in basketball and football.
Well, I know that the expo, you know, such a great event. You want to take it on the road, right, to other neighborhoods, other boroughs, to expose them as well?
Well, actually, it's not that we want to. We have taken it on the road.
Okay.
it actually started in Harlem in 2004, and it expanded in 2008 to Brooklyn.
Okay.
And we stayed in 2008, from 2008 to, let's say, to 2015 in Bed-Stuy, okay, Brooklyn, at Boys and Girls High School. And then in October of 2015, we went to the Bronx with the expo.
Mm-hmm.
And this year, we actually moved out from Bed-Stuy, and we're going to be in the Lefferts Garden Prospect Park area. So we are taking it on the road, and I feel that we can continue doing this. So in other words, we can take it to Staten Island. We can take it to Queens. We can take it out of the state, you know, if the funding was there.
Right.
So this is a program that could be replicated throughout the country.
Yes, yes. You know, the audience doesn't know, I have volunteered for the expo, and it is a huge undertaking, I know. Talk about some of your greatest challenges and how you have overcome them, putting on something of this size for so many years.
Right.
For free.
Right. Exactly. Okay. Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
It's challenging. Like you said, it is a huge undertaking. And because of the huge undertaking, it could cost money, huge amount of dollars sometimes to put on. But I found through the years that there are ways to get around the cost, especially if you know how to raise the money. And so there are sponsors that we have, there are other fundraising activities that we engage in. So we've been able to surmount, you know, those challenges by seeking the support of outside corporations.
You have a whole bunch of sponsors that you attract to your events. What's the secret to getting them to lend their support?
Well, there's no real secret, because I find that once you know how to do it, you know, that it's not a secret at all. But the key is to learn how to attract sponsors. You know, more than just asking sponsors for money to support your program, you've got to think about what will the sponsor get out of supporting your program. So many of us want to get without giving, but you got to think that if you're asking for something, what are you giving in return? And so sponsors want to know, what can they get out of it? They all want to seem like they're doing something good for the community, but let's face it, their bottom line is, how can they sell more product? Okay, and so how can we help the sponsors sell more product? How can we help the sponsors get their products in the hands of the audience, of the market, the population they're trying to attract? So I've learned how to do that, and that's why I've been able to attract so many sponsors to my events. As a matter of fact, I think this year we have something close to 12, 14, 15 sponsors. And some sponsors are financial, some are in kind. There's different types of sponsors, but they all work towards making the expo a success.
Right. Yes, you also have about 30 amazing raffle prizes to give away at the expo. And I know at last year's event, the top prize was a 7-day Norwegian cruise to the Bahamas. I was there when the person won.
Yes, yes.
They were very happy.
Yes.
So how do you get so many raffle prizes donated?
Again, that's a similar process to getting sponsors to support the program. Mm-hmm. Once you learn how to attract contributing sponsors who want to donate to your cause, it becomes easy. You know, the least of my problems have been getting raffle prizes. You know, that's been like one of the least of my problems. It's like, you know, there are partners, there are sponsors who want to give raffle prizes. Sometimes it's easier for them to give a raffle prize than to give money, because the products are there already for them. And it doesn't take much for them to provide the product. But you ask for cash,
right,
it may take a little more, you know, finagling. So
right.
But when it comes to the amount of products that I've been able to get, it's just a matter of thinking about different types of companies that's out there. You know, there's so many different companies out there, right? There's companies that associate themselves with children, sports, you know, health. So much to tap into.
Yes. Can you give us a sampling of some of the prizes that raffle holders can win at this year's expo?
Yeah, well, our first prize is a 4-day, 3-night stay in Jamaica. And this is with hotel and airfare included. This prize is being donated by our friends at the Jamaica Tourist Board. And second place prize is a trip for 3 days, 2 nights to the Hamptons. Third place prize is a night at the museum for a family of four. And we also have a 1-year membership at the Bedford YMCA. We also have Luna Park, Coney Island, unlimited rides for a family of four. And we have a number of free bikes that we're giving away to the lucky winners, Fitbit, New York Yankees baseball tickets, New York Met baseball tickets, dinners at Applebee's, dinners at Olive Garden, and a lot more. So, and it's only for like a $10 donation. So we have over, again, about 30 prizes.
Okay, and the raffle purchases are they're tax deductible.
They're totally tax deductible, yes. So it's a tax write-off for
right.
you. And, you know, I even made it even more interesting, because I also offer a fundraising opportunity for other, like, churches or nonprofit organizations. You know, so besides my organization raising money for our cause, if a church or another community organization wanted to raise money, all they would have to do is sell our raffle tickets and keep half the profits. So it's a 50-50 raffle opportunity, you know, for other organizations. So we're trying to help others in addition to helping ourselves.
Okay, so you supply the prizes and they just sell tickets and they keep half of whatever they sell.
Correct, exactly. The win-win. We've done it last year, and we're doing it again this year.
Okay. So I know volunteering is so important. How important are volunteers to the success of your events?
Well, I will say that volunteers are the lifeblood of our organization. You know, you can have one person with a vision, with a dream, but if you don't have the people to carry it out, that's always going to be a dream. Okay? You know, so you have to have you have to have volunteers to go out there and help make it happen. Volunteers who believe in how you believe and who believed enough to go out there and see it through. This event, these programs that I've created have been so successful because of the volunteers who believe in what I am doing. They believe in children. They believe that we have got to do what we can to help our children. Okay, we don't accept failure. We believe that success is within our grasp if we go out there and pursue it and help others.
Yeah.
We help by helping children, we are helping ourselves. That's the key.
Yes.
We're helping to make the planet a better place to live, to thrive.
You're looking for volunteers for this year's event,
yes,
right?
I'm happy to report that we do have volunteers, but we're looking for more committed and dedicated people to help make this event happen. Because there's nothing you can't do without people. You know, if you have people, you can do anything.
Exactly. So how can the listeners get more information on the organization, on the Children's Sports and Fitness Expo, you know, to volunteer for the expo, or even how can they contact you for advice or consultations? I know you can consult with people on their events, how to plan them and raise money. Give us the contact information.
Right. So there are various ways that people can contact me. I mean, first and foremost, I would say, you know, visit the website at www.bodysculpt.org and see what it is that we do. Okay. And you can also email me at vince@sixweeks.com. 6 weeks is SIXWEEKS.com. You can call me at 718-346-5852. Again, if you'd like to volunteer or find out more about the organization, you know, you can go to Facebook and type in Body Sculpt of New York Children's Sports and Fitness Expo. You'll find out more information about the expo there. And you can go to my other website, which is 6weeksoffitness.com, to check out some of my other services that we provide. So this is something that we are very committed in doing, and we'd love to hear from you.
Oh, great, Vince. It has been a pleasure interviewing Vince Ferguson, president of Body Sculpt of New York, on the 6 Weeks to Fitness podcast. Thank you. And to our listeners, I truly hope this program was informative, encouraging, and inspiring, and that you will continue tuning in to our 6 Weeks to Fitness podcast. And if you have any questions or comments, please leave them at www.6weekstofitness.com. Take care. Bye-bye.